putting sunscreen on my kids like crazy this week. I mean, and all in their hair, because the first year we took Braden to the beach, his little scalp burned really bad right back there on his cowlick. So I'm like, I mean, they were covered head to toe. It was cool. I've gotten much less self-conscious about wearing a hat in Florida.
Okay. Thank you, Clerk. I'd like to call this appropriations meeting to order. The time is 11:31. And I wanted to let the committee know that the revised agenda is located on the calendar invite. So I'll give you a moment to pull that up. If you'd like, we can get you copies if you want to follow that way. Clerk, could you do the roll call, please?
Congressman Hamilton. Speaker Goodfox. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
And Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. I'd like to note that Congressman Hamilton will be joining us here in about within 10 minutes. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Redcorn, would you render a prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to meet this morning together and to do the work of our people, Lord. Father, despite the heat, I thank you for the sunshine and the beautiful weather today, Lord. We thank you for your creation and your providence and grace over us on a daily basis. Lord, we ask that you guide us this morning in our meeting, Father, and help us to make the best decisions possible for our people. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. Those are also located on the calendar invite. Those are dated July 5th, 2023.
Chair.
Yes.
I would like on a few of the votes, it looks like they're saying that there was a pass with 6 yeas and 0 nays, but looks like Congresswoman Stabler was absent, so most likely would need to be 5 yeas. Congresswoman Stabler arrived at 10:42, just right after roll call. Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes of July 5th, 2023 is presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is the budget analyst report. Mr. Frazier.
Good morning, committee. At the opening of the seventh special session, the amount available for appropriation from the general fund is $1,043,261. Legislative requests total $955,170. If all were passed as currently written, it would leave $88,091 available for appropriation. Some adjustments to the fiscal year 2023 projected revenue will be considered, but the increases are solely in restricted revenue, so they will not affect this balance. Another legislative request is ONCA 2375, which would appropriate $750,000 to the Osage Nation's Community Development Financial Institution. This would be sourced from the retained revenue fund. Treasury submitted a memo on July 14th showing a balance in the fund of $13,121,221. Someone's unmuted. That was as of the close of fiscal year 2022. $1 million of that was appropriated for Hominy Senior Housing during HUNCA session. So this additional $750,000 appropriation would reduce the balance of the retained revenue fund to $11,371,221. There's also a request to increase the appropriation of space cost recoveries to Tribal Works by $80,000, increasing the total appropriation to the department to $1,983,393. About $2.3 million has been appropriated to the occupancy line in various fiscal year 2023 budgets, which is what funds the Tribal Works Department. A portion of that occupancy line is used to pay property insurance, so we'd trust in the discretion of the treasurer that collections are sufficient to cover this increase. This concludes my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Are there any questions for the budget analyst at this time? I have a comment and a question that I wanted the committee to keep in mind when we talk about the projected revenue, which we'll discuss further down the agenda. Is that we're, and as of right now, we're also unsure where we are as far as all of the actual revenue that we've received. And I just want everybody to keep in mind, I want you to know that I have reached out to Treasury for that information, and hopefully it's provided so we can discuss that today. And also, the budget analyst has requested the current balance in the PIF. Congresswoman Stabler?
Is that regarding current year? You talk about the status of revenues.
Yes, year to date.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Jordan, for your report. The next item on our agenda is the ONCA 23-76, an act to amend ONCA 22-94 to provide an appropriation, modifications, and supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $475,613 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. This is a sp- sponsored by Congresswoman Shaw. And also, I want the committee to be aware that Brooklyn has sent out the support docs so that you can follow it easy. And I apologize, it's not in order, but all of the support docs have been sent. And I think those on the non-tribal request, Jordan, what page would we go to? I'm seeing page 18. Is that correct?
Page 12. If it's in the same order that.
Okay, 12 for the bill and then 18 for the support docs. I'll turn it over to you, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. Also, I want to say thank you to Congressman Bighorse for co-sponsoring. So we'll just go through the request. Now, I would like to ask Clark if it would be possible to go ahead and identify the callers on there that aren't noted.
Last four digits in 5257. Could you please identify yourself?
Natasha at Real Estate.
I joined the call too. This is RJ. 1921.
Thank you, Assistant Chief. Five, six, five, three. Could you please identify yourself? Phone number 918-287-5653. Could you please identify yourself? Move along.
Okay. Clerk, thank you. I appreciate it. That makes it a bit easier as we're looking for folks to speak to the amended amounts. Looks like first is the DHS stabilization grant for Fairfax, and I believe there's one for Fairfax, Hominy, Pawhuska, and Skytook. So I'll be happy to turn it over to whomever is on the line to speak to the DHS stabilization grants.
Good morning. This is Tara McKinney, the director over the WELAS. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tara? Thank you.
Great. Thank you. So this is our eighth stabilization grant that we receive from DHS. We request these funds to help us with professional development days related to health and safety practices, will help us maintain and supply goods and services to comply with DHS regulations. This is for Fairfax, Pawhuska, Hominy, and Skytook, as well as Fairfax wraparound. Because we are licensed through DHS is why we get these funds.
Thank you very much. Committee, what questions do you have? Looks like for the Fairfax grant, the total amount $49,500, $7,000 for travel, $42,500 for operations expense. Hominy, $40,500 for the total amount. That's broken down into travel, operations expense, conferences, special events, meetings, and rental and equipment maintenance. For Pawhuska, $36,000, travel, operations expense, conference and special events and meetings, and rental and equipment maintenance. And then Skytook, $49,500, broken down into travel and operations expense. Any questions or concerns, or are we ready to move on, committee? Okay.
Any action?
We still have some items to go before we're finished with that particular bill.
Oh, is there more sections in
yes.
there? Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were saying just on the stabilization then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I apologize for that. That was a little confusing. Next section, 9S DNR water management. Looks like the total amount is $104,166. I'm assuming, looks like Ms. Heyman is on the line, or who's going to be speaking to that one?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank
this
you.
This is Jan Heyman, and I can speak on behalf of this funding. This funding is entirely through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and it is to continue the work that the Department of Natural Resources has been doing, utilizing this funding to determine current and future water demands for the Osage Nation. So this funding is entirely, it's professional fees and indirect cost just to continue that work of determining the Osage Nation's water resources.
Thank you, Ms. Heyman. Any questions for Ms. Heyman? Okay, we'll move on to the farmer's market. Ms. Heyman, I'm assuming that you're going to take that one as well.
No, that one is for Donna Bowman. It's under her program.
Okay, wonderful. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Congress. So the farmer's market nutrition program, it's the same one we have every year. This is the regular one that is through all of our WIC participants. And essentially all this is doing is to firm up the actual final amount of the funding that was granted to us through USDA. It's 100%, I take that back. You have to have 10% of a match, which we do through a Welch's Great agreement that we have with them. So no travel dollars are used in this grant. And this should be the final allocation for FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Bowman. Any questions? Okay, very good. Sounds good. Next is the Intertribal Buffalo Council Herd Development.
He wants to know if you're on appropriation.
Yes, I texted her and said yes.
We're getting some, somebody is not muted and we can hear discussion online.
Ms. Thomas, I believe that was you. Thank you, Ms. Heyman. Are you prepared to speak on this one?
Yes, I am. This funding is through the Intertribal Buffalo Council, and it is to make some safety updates to the pens that the Department of Natural Resources is utilizing for bison. So this funding is for professional fees for for welders, things like that, and for somebody to weld. I'll make that a little bit more clear. And then operations expenses through supplies. And again, it's just to make some safety updates for the employees, like slam shut gates to protect the employees in working with the bison.
Okay, great. Any questions?
This is a new grant, correct?
The LLC used to receive funding through the ITBC when they were overseeing the bison. And now that the Department of Natural Resources oversees the bison, we have taken on this funding as well as any other funding related to bison. So I believe, to answer your question, the LLC has received ITBC funding in the past. This one would be a new one for DNR.
Okay, and just for the, you know, in the spirit of communication, are they aware that you're taking over the grant, I would assume?
Yes. Okay. Our office has worked with our grants office and have communicated with the LLC in closing out any of the previous funding awards and transitioning that over to the Osage Nation.
Okay, perfect. That was going to be my next question, was the closeout. Thank you, Jan.
Any other questions on that section committee? Okay, we'll move on. Next, section 23C, Oklahoma Media Center. It looks like the department is the Osage News. I don't see that Mrs. Duty is on the line. Amanda, is this something that you'll be speaking on?
Good morning. This is Amanda Wilkins at the Grants Office. I'll be presenting this appropriation on behalf of the Osage News. This is a $2,500 stipend that the News Progress received for their collaboration with KOSU. The News plans on utilizing this money to assist with their advancement efforts with the newspaper.
Thank you, Amanda. Any questions, committee? Okay, very good. We'll move on to section 24, Project Piston. It looks like, let me see. Amanda, is this something you'll be speaking on as well, or who's on board?
It is. This is Amanda with Grants again. I'll be speaking on the Project Pistons appropriation. There's no change in funding. All that we're trying to do is there was a budget modification created by the funding agency to move money into wages and program supplies. It's not gonna create any other effects on the award other than correcting the budget lines to adequately reflect the wages and fringe that's required of the program.
Thank you, committee. Any questions? Okay, we'll move on to section 31A, water rights. Looks like it is a $100,000 appropriation. AG Patterson, is this something that you were going to speak on?
It is, thank you. Good afternoon. This is a BIA grant. It's a yearly thing. We apply every year, and this year we got $100,000. It's for the legal expenses related to establishing tribal water rights. And it goes into our professional fees, and it's an offset to pay our engineers, our attorneys, and historical research associates.
Committee, what questions do you have for the Attorney General?
I don't have any questions, but I have a comment. This, section of the bill, it just bothers them because the professional fees, you know, are $80,000, but the IDC on that is $20,000, and we could literally be putting that money towards our water rights initiative. I just don't like that for our departments that have to pay IDC on their professional fees. So that's just more of a comment. But that just gives a great example.
I agree. Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other comments, questions? AG Patterson, thank you. The last section is 31B, wraparound DHS stabilization for Fairfax. Ms. McKinney.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I'm at a training, so I'm walking with my laptop. But yeah, this is for stabilization of Fairfax wraparound. They're at a separate building than the regular WELA. So because we have our own CATE number and we're licensed through DHS, that's why the wraparound has a gets a grant as well.
Okay, thank you, committee. Any questions regarding the DHS wraparound for Fairfax? All right, that would be all of the sections. Committee, do you have any additional questions?
Okay, any action?
Chair.
Yes. Motion to report ONCA 2376 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. ONCA 23-76 will be reported to Congress with a due pass. The time is 11:57, and I was wondering if the committee would entertain a lunch break from now until 12:45.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, committee, let's meet back here at 12:45. And everybody online, thank you so much for your patience. And I ask that you join back at 12:45. Thank you.
Jan.